Emergency Beacon, the Dagger of Sinuian. The ship simmered around her, then blurred for less than a second before becoming solid. Collision sirens screamed out warnings.
Starboard thruster, now!
Elgar yelled. Their view screen's outer sensors, though damaged, showed the ever-enlarging ship that seemed intent on running them down, charging straight at them. That was an illusion. They skipped right into its flight path. The impact jerked them hard. Lights flickered before plunging the bridge into darkness. Seconds later, the emergency backup power came on. Elgar lay unconscious on the floor, where the impact threw him, his straps broken. The life drone responding already halfway to him. Genault unbuckled and rushed to his side, her chest tight. Please, please let him be okay, she prayed, not understanding how his straps failed. A tender drone arrived, loaded him in a repair unit, and left. He was still breathing, thank the gods. She stood, looked around, and realized she was in command, and took a deep breath. The crew looked towards her as the executive officer. The ship rocked, sudden, violent. Hull breach klaxons roared to life. Gods and demons, what now? The starboard eighth section in full decompression. The view screen showed her artificial atmosphere hemorrhaging out into space, as the hull widened, taking everything not anchored out with it, spewing internal guts of the area and 40 crew members into space in the blink of an eye.
Warning, warning. Internal explosion, deck 50 aft. Power plant went critical. Ruptured hydrogen lines in decks 25 to 50, spreading fire to other decks. Emergency crews and spider drones en route.
The computer warning system reported.
Shut down all volatile fuel lines to those decks.
A memory came to her, demanded her attention. The society members, during the turn of the Star of Hope viewing, escorted by a guild officer, Joheen, to power plant 5 and 7, with a false security pass. That officer found dead a brief time later. Security caught them at 5. Records showed them at 7 during the hunt for the stranger who disappeared in front of her. A red light on the engineering officer's board turned blue, catching her attention.
Hull breach contained.
It hit her in that second. Sabotage. Both power plants located where, if they blew, would do the most damage. How long before 7 goes critical? She turned to the engineer officer.
Jettison power plant 7 core, now!
The officer hesitated a second, then followed her order.
Flank speed starboard. Tractor that ship and drag them with us.
The officer responded in an instant.
Keep us between the core and the battleship. We need distance between the coming shockwave.
2 minutes later, she was proven right.
Ejected core going critical.
Brace for impact, she called over comms,
going to her chair and strapping in.
10 minutes till explosion,
her scanner officer said. 335890, GGS Goam, 6th Nibiru System, Emergency Beacon, Nemesis. The darkness above Natature, the gas giant in Nibiru System, blossomed with a small speck of white to an ever-expanding jagged circle of streaks of chaotic lightning. A sizzling tear formed a skip displacement window. Ryakin ordered they move in closer to assist with evacuations in case the ship was beyond saving.
Prepare grappling hooks. Let's make sure we do this as we train. I don't want any mistakes. Stay tight. When the Agigi sends the tug to tow them to the shipwright's docks, we can pull off.
Ryakin moved to the DCIC, followed by Eustrix as soon as the faintest glimmer of light started to appear.
Just your luck. You will be hailed as a hero for saving the gawking hide of some idiotic captain of a star pleasure barge before your contract ceremony.
Intent upon watching the exit marker, Ryakin responded. I'll make sure to give you all the credit.